What's that? I don't know. Somebody was around my feet, so I got to see it. I got to see the play, but I don't know who it was or what happened exactly. But they were near my lower limbs. I didn't see it. I probably. I mean, it doesn't really matter. They didn't call anything, so I'll take a look at it. Yeah, I'm pretty sore. It got me. It kind of got me twice in kind of that lower area. So, I felt better coming into the game, after the bye week. But pretty sore. Got an MRI tomorrow, so probably know a little more then. What's that? About my mobility? I don't know. What 4.4, 4.5? I mean, is there that big of a difference? I don't know. Like I said, I thought I made a little headway with the bye week, feeling better, and so I think I'm, I imagine I'll be pretty sore tomorrow. So hopefully, test show nothing, and it's just kind of sore and aggravated. I don't know what I mean. Lower body. I mean, I feel like the injury report is very revealing. To the opponent as well as the folks in Vegas. So I guess, it's somewhere in that lower body. Well, I hope not. I'd like to be able to shake it. I'd like to be able to feel good each week. So, obviously, part of football as well. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I have to ask them that. I guess. I mean, I'm not trying to test my body out there. I'm trying to get the ball to, these young receivers, that I have, DT and get it in their hands. That particular play, they were blitzing. I feel like we had them all accounted for. They were bringing seven. So I don't think it was the eighth guy that came free. So I feel like we had him accounted for, and it was a good route by DT. Critical play of the game, right? They had some momentum, and that was an aggressive call by Adam, who had to go ahead from Jack, just to go ahead and do what we got to do to get the first, and a good aggressive call and a good route by DT. We figured they'd bring pressure, and we had it. Had it picked up, and DT ran a good route, put the game away. And then it killed me that I took the timeout. I saw them call timeout, so I was gonna just take a moment to kind of get it together, and they stick us with the timeout. So I was arguing with the ref over that. So I hated to make us call a timeout. About the timeout? No, yeah, no, I didn't. I wasn't. I don't like quarterbacks begging for hits. I mean, they call it, but I'm never. I mean, not saying I never have, but no, I was arguing over it. I saw them call timeout, and so I was going to take the minute to kind of sort of regroup a little bit. I was a little bit of pain, and I guess the rule is, they charge it to us if I'm down. So, and then as a result, we took the timeout, so I didn't have to come out. But no, that was what I was arguing with the referee about. Or what? Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I figured after we got that first down that we were going to be able to keep it on the ground and, hand off. So, I didn't think we were going to be running many sprint outs or naked bootlegs at that point. So I felt okay to, stay in and finish it out. Just because, getting the snaps from Manny and the ball handling, you don't want to risk anything in that situation. So I really hated the fact that it made us burn a timeout. So I have to – that was kind of a new one on me. That I didn't know after they called timeout that they didn't have to use it.
McCoy did that keep-away strategy. They had the ball 57 seconds in the first quarter, only 7 minutes. Yet you're rather efficient at scoring. It was like Miami game, going high.
Yeah, I've – I've been in those type of games before, and never know exactly what a team's plan is going to be on offense or defense, but you knew early, you know, one possession in the first quarter, and you barely call it a possession. I think it was three plays, and Julius is flying down the sideline. So, but you knew it wasn't going to be many possessions, and we had to be efficient when we had the ball. And so we were disappointed when we had a sack on a third down, had a drop third down on another third down. So we felt like we had to be efficient when we had the ball because it wasn't going to be very often. But critical series there at the end of the half. Great use of the timeouts, I think, by Jack, getting, you know, holding them. I guess they missed the field goal, right? But using the timeouts and going down and scoring a touchdown, then we get the ball. You know, that's a big reason why we defer. You know, Coach Fox has always deferred, and so we get that first possession of the second half. That's a 14-point swing. It's probably the difference in the ball game. Yeah, I know we look forward to, you know, presenting it to him in person, but he sent a lot of the players a text this morning and wishing us luck. And I talked to him Saturday before we got on the plane to fly out here. So I told him not to be yelling at me during the game. That's not good for his blood pressure. So I'm not sure if we'll see whether he did or didn't. But he was in our thoughts. Coach Del Rio has done a good job all week keeping us updated on Coach Fox, and he has been in our thoughts and you know, prayers all week. And I think Jack is honoring him, and it was good that the team got the win today. Great win for Mr. Boland, 300 wins. That's awfully impressive. So just a good overall team win for the Broncos and a lot of people today.
Time for a few more guys.
What did it mean to be out there?
Well, I think a lot of the players, you know, felt honored to be a part of it. There's a lot of great players that have been a part of 300 wins in the entire time Mr. Boland's on the team, so in 30 years. So I think once former Broncos realized this statistic was accomplished today, I'm sure a lot of players would take a lot of pride in it, as they should. No, I felt it. I felt it, and that's why I kind of moved right. So, you know, I hate these fumbles. I mean, all of them have been while I'm throwing. I really, you know, try to do a good job. I'm conscious of protecting it in the pocket, but all the ones have been while I'm throwing. So I don't. It's hard to. I don't really know how to. I never quite figured out how to not fumble when they hit you while you're throwing. That's a tough one. So, I felt it and thought I could kind of move, and I saw Welker popping open, and then obviously the guy was right on me. So. I'll take the blame for it. It's something that, you know, no matter what happens, and an old coach always used to tell me, the most important thing about each play is that you possess the ball at the end of that play, and that's something that I have to do a better job of.
Last question, please.
No, it's just what the doc said. You know, I had one a couple weeks ago, and so it just, you know, I think. Because I took a couple hits today. It's just kind of an update. See what it says. So I'm hoping for kind of a, you know, no change. Yeah, just a, obviously, just a little sore. I certainly plan on it. Yeah.